So anyway, there's your homework. Any other questions on this before we go on? Okay, so homework number 8, I was just getting ready to give you that.
Homework 8 is what you gave us on Friday.
This is homework 9, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I keep doing that, don't I? Can't keep track of what problems I've assigned and what I haven't. And what problems, what homework number this is. Okay, so did I give you any problems in number chapter 4 yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to do 14 or 20. Okay, so let's see, maybe 23. So, this is homework help. Okay, so number 2 here is finish our example. Okay. Okay, so here was our problem last day. My second photo turned out blurry, so I had to kind of try and grab the thing off the first photo, which meant I missed part of the stuff on the side. But we still have the schematic there. Let's just remind ourselves what we had done. We were trying to make an amplifier here. And so we were just kind of doing this seat of the pants, trying to make something work. And we didn't want the input of the amplifier to have any DC on it, so I put what we call a coupling capacitor here, a C large. This keeps the DC from the base here from getting on the input. And I did the same thing on the output. I've got a C large here, RL right there, and. So then what we tried to do is we tried to set up this transistor as an NPN transistor. In order to get it to act like an amplifier, we wanted this voltage to be the highest voltage on the transistor, this to be the next highest, and that to be the lowest. We wanted this junction reverse biased and this one forward biased because that put us in what we call the active region, where the transistor current, IB, coming in here gets multiplied by beta to make the collector current coming down here. So our idea is when we make this IB big, it'll make IC big, which will lower this voltage right here, and it's going to lower this voltage because there's an IC-RC drop and VCC is fixed. Okay? So that was our idea. So what we did was we wanted to make sure that this voltage was higher than that voltage. This voltage would be about 0.6, 0.7 volts, something like that. And we need this voltage to be higher. The current coming down here is going to be, VCC minus 0.7 over RB, so about, VCC over RB. And the current right here is going to be 100 times that. So this voltage right here, if I want to make sure it's bigger, I picked RB to be 200K. If I'd picked this to be 100K, this voltage and that voltage would have been approximately the same. Okay? But I wanted to give myself some leeway, so I picked 200K, and we figured out how things would work out in that case. So we said the capital I sub capital B, that's the DC current coming in here. I'm just doing exactly the same thing we did with this problem right here. First, we solved the DC thing to find the quiescent point, or the point about which we're going to do our Taylor series, right? And then after we figured out that, we figured out the small signal parameters like RD here, and then, we figured out what the small signal was going on. And really, of course, here, this is the small signal, and I'm going to get a small signal out over here, hopefully a bigger small signal. And, this guy is the DC part, and the DC part is making that quiescent point, or the what they call the Q point. So we figured out what IB was. It's VCC minus 0.7 over RB, and it came out to 11.3 over 200, okay? And then IC is beta times that. What's coming down here is beta times what goes in here if it's in the active region. And it did turn out to be in the active region because we checked this voltage right here. Maybe I'll recheck that again since it's not on the notes. So check capital V sub capital C is equal to VCC minus beta times IB times RC, which equals 12 minus 100, beta is 100, times IB. I guess we said 6 milliamps was IC. So I'll put IB here. This was 6 milliamps. And then RC, which was... what did I say? 1K?
Yes.
Yeah, 1K. Okay, so the milliamps and the K cancel out. So this is 6 volts, so this equals 12 minus 6, it'd be 6 volts. Okay? 6 volts. And that's good, because we needed this voltage, the DC voltage at the collector, to be higher than the DC voltage at the base, which is what? What's the DC voltage at the base? Yeah, 0.6 or 7. I've just been using 0.7 here, right? Because it's a forward bias PN junction, right? Okay. So we checked that. So we do know we're in the active region. So we have the active region. Okay, that's what we needed. Okay. So... I guess the next thing to do is the small signal model. We pretty much exhausted. We know what all the currents are. We know capital IB and capital IC. We know the voltage capital VC, right? So we know all the large signal things. Now we need to do the small signal analysis, right? So there are two parts to the small signal analysis. There's the base emitter part, and then there's the collector emitter part. Right? So let's do the base emitter part. So now we're going to do a small signal analysis. And so, to start out with the, here's VBE. This is the total voltage from base to emitter. And this is IB. That's the total current in the base, okay? And this is going to be a Shockley diode equation like we're used to seeing, right? Just like over there. It's a PN junction, right? And so we're going to do the same thing here. This is, you know, capital V sub capital BE. And this right here is capital I sub capital B, which we know capital I sub capital B from over there is, we've got that. It's over there. It's 11.3 over 200K, right? Okay. Well, maybe I'll put what capital I sub capital B was, 11.3 volts over 200K volts, which is
0.065.
Is that milliamps, right? Yeah. 0.065 milliamps. Okay, so we're going to do the same kind of thing here. We're going to say that capital I sub capital B is big I sub big B. It's approximately that. Plus the partial of little I sub big B with respect to VBE. Evaluated at the Q point, which was big VBE comma big IB times the little V sub little BE, right? That's the delta VBE. We write our little thing just like we did here. This is the little I sub little B axis. And this going across here is the little V sub little B E axis. And here's our derivative. And, you know, this thing is just like before, right? I mean, we can just kind of use what was before. We did this just here, right? So it's about, it's Q over NKT over NKT times big I sub big B, which is, okay, this implies, and this is going to be 1 over R sub, I'm going to call it R sub pi, okay? R pi, 1 over R pi.
Why R pi?
Well, the reason is it's just that there's a, what they call a hybrid pi model. And here is the input, this is R pi, this is base, this is emitter, and over here we're going to have a thing right here, and the output, this is still the little emitter, this is the little collector, and this is going to be beta IB, little I sub little B, which flows through here, little I sub little B, and this is going to be little V sub little BE. So this is what we call the hybrid pi model.
Oh, so we just call it pi?
Mm-hmm.
That's for all transistors.
This is for all BJTs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the reason actually there's another component that kind of goes across like that sometimes, okay? And then sometimes they call this ground down here and then it looks like a pi. But this one doesn't, okay? That's why they called it the hybrid pi model. Yeah, you can kind of see this resistor going across here. That's the resistor from the reverse bias diode on this reverse bias junction up here, okay? But, I'm not going to, it's a really large resistance, and I'm just going to kind of leave it out because it makes the analysis a lot harder when you put it in there, and it doesn't make any difference when you put it into most calculations anyway. So, but it does allow you to see why they called it the hybrid pi model. anyway, I'm just trying to be consistent with, you know, notation. And I've been a while since I've read this book here, but I think that's kind of probably what they're using. What are they using here? Just out of curiosity, it would be nice to know. Yeah, it looks like I see R pies in there. Yeah. Yep. So we're on page 251 if you're trying to follow along, kind of. And before, maybe 250. The hybrid pi model is on page 251, top of it. And anyway, so this is going to be our small signal model here. We've now figured out what R pi is, right? So we can use this, R pi then is equals, it'll be 0.027 divided by capital I sub capital B at room temperature. Yes?
The book uses 0.026. Is there a reason, a specific reason why you use
this? I don't know. Yeah. It probably depends on what temperature you're doing it at.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think when we calculated that last night, it was like 0.025.
Yeah.
Something, okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Maybe I should relearn this. I don't know. Somehow I had 0.027 in my mind. It's pretty close. It's probably just a different temperature or a different N value here or something.
Okay.
So in that case, R pi in our case is equal to 0.026 or 27 or something. 0.027 divided by, I said it was 0.0565, and that'll be kiloohms, right? Because this is in milliamps. And so what is that? It's about half a kiloohm or something. Approximately 500 ohms. Something like that, right? Is it what? If you want me to write better approximations, you'll have to give me better numbers.
Yeah, it's an over a milliamp.
So what do you get?
477.9.
Okay. 477 ohms. Okay.
That was really close.
Yeah. Okay, so 477 ohms. We got the resistor now. And we need to then put this hybrid pi model in for our transistor, and we put all the other circuitry around it, right? So I'm going to do that now. So I've got the input voltage. What did I call that? Vs? Vs. And I'm going to approximate the C large with a wire. And then I've got R pi here. And what do you suppose we should do with this VCC? I've got to put in my RB here. RB goes from the base here to where? Here's VCC. What should we do for VCC? Well, that's not... It's a large signal thing, right? Right? What did I do with VCC over here? Here was VCC equivalent right here. What did I do when I went to here? I'm using the idea of superposition, right? I'm turning off all the DC sources, right? So what does VCC become if I turn it to zero?
Ground,
right. Okay, so that just gives me, this thing right here, right? This is the base, this is the emitter. And then over here I have the other part of the hybrid pi. This is beta IB. Here's IB. And then this guy goes to RC. And he's really in parallel with RL because I'm going to approximate the capacitor on the output here is also a short. Okay? Does that make sense? So this is ground up here, that's ground, they're both in parallel. Okay? and the output voltage will be across RL. Right? So let's figure out what is our gain here. Okay, so notice that RB doesn't do anything except it kind of lowers our input resistance. Maybe I should write the input resistance. RN, what is RN in this case? What is this source see if I, you know, pull him off and look in there? What do I see?
RB in parallel with RPi.
Yeah, okay, so that's RB parallel RPi, which is, in our case, RB was what, 200K, right?
Yeah.
And RPi was 47 ohm, 477, so approximately 477 ohms in this case, right? It's 200K in parallel with 477. Might be 475 or something. It's pretty small, I'm betting. I mean, if you want me to fix that, I can fix that. So you do 200K, 1 over X. 477, 1 over X plus, and then 1 over the whole thing.
Yeah,
476. 476,
huh?
Yeah. 476, okay. Okay, 476 ohms. Okay, So that the RB didn't affect us much. That's good, because we really didn't want to lower our input resistance, right? Because, you know, that we had a perfect, you know, zero ohm source here, but in many cases you might not, right? Okay, so then what is our voltage gain? What is V out? V out equals what? Well, it's going to be negative, right? Because this is going the wrong way here, so it's going to be negative beta, little I sub little b, times RC parallel RL. Do you get that? You know, beta IB is this current. Negative beta IB is the current going down through there, and putting those two in parallel.
Yeah.
So current times resistance is voltage. And IB is equal to what? What's IB?
Capital B.
Well, it's IB, little IB. I need little IB because I got to substitute in right here. It's going to be VS divided by RN, right?
Yes.
So I can put VS here and put my RB parallel RPi, right? And so the gain is this thing right here. This is, that's the AV open circuit or whatever. Or actually, that's not AV open circuit. That's AV with the load on there. So I have AV open circuit would be like just RC on the top, no RL, right? So we have the voltage gain. What does the output resistance look like here? If I was to take the RL off and look back in, what would I get?
RC.
Yeah, RC. So R out equals RC. And let's just calculate what this gain is here. This is, that's 100. I'm gonna say RC parallel RL is just RC because I wanna. Well, maybe I'll do this here. This is AV. I can write AVO OC. AVO will be minus beta RC over RB parallel RPi, which is minus 100 times RC, which is 1K. Divided by about 0.476K, which is about approximately minus 200. Is that right? That's pretty good. We got a gain of minus 200. It's an inverting amplifier circuit. We got a gain of minus 200.
So if you look inside an amplifier, something like this is what we would find.
Yeah, in a kind of a what shall I say? In kind of a in a sense. Okay. But there are a lot of things about this circuit that we just did which are very rudimentary. You build this circuit, it'll actually work, okay?
Okay.
And that's good. But there are some things about this circuit that are very bad. Okay? I guess we got half a minute left. I can tell you what's really bad here. The worst thing about this circuit is this. When you look at real transistors, we've been using beta equals 100. But you see, it's very hard to make a transistor that has a beta of exactly 100. And it's quite likely that the beta might vary anything from 40 up to 400. Okay? So what's going to happen in our case right here is we have regulated capital I sub capital B. It was very easy to solve right here, but by setting VCC, it set what capital I sub capital B was. Okay? And when you set capital I sub capital B, then if the IC, because beta is changing, if IC is now instead of, what we got, had it, what gave us, 6 volts across here, but if we just doubled the beta, which wouldn't be at all unlikely, right, then all of a sudden this would be down to very close to being in saturation, okay? And so if we build 100 of these widgets, probably half of them wouldn't work. And that would bankrupt our company right there. I mean, you can't afford to have anything like that happen. So this was a good seat of the pan circuit, and this is kind of like, the first circuits that Bardeen and Cooper and all those guys, put together. And they made it, they said, you look cool, it works, right? But it was tweaked up. Each circuit was tweaked up for the beta they measured on their transistor. And so you wouldn't find this inside your amplifier. Not likely. There's, something maybe kind of like it, and there's some similarities, but it's been tweaked a bit. So anyway, have a good day. We'll see you on Wednesday. And by Wednesday, I'm hoping to have the next lab write-up up. So, I would shoot, if I were you, for trying to get your lab write-up done by Wednesday. And so that means you probably need to run it by me on Tuesday or something. And that way you can kind of start on Wednesday, you can start thinking about the next lab, right? So just...
I think that we're all under the impression that you told us we don't have to do a lab write-up this week.
Right, I guess that's true. So you're in good shape. So this is the perfect week to get caught up, right?
Yeah,
okay?
Okay.
So get the last lab all finished if you're not done with it.
Okay.
And on Wednesday, you can start on this thing and kind of get on this cycle, the initially do cycle, okay?
Everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. But there are some people who haven't given me all the labs I am due.
That's
fair. So.
I told you like an hour before it started.